Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Core Queen Podcast. Y'all know I'm your girl, Didi Leggett, a.k.a. the Core Queen. Y'all know we're going to be talking shit, getting fit physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. No sugarcoating. We're going to be popping our shit. I got somebody special, y'all. If y'all don't know, if y'all in the Carolinas, hell, if y'all anywhere and y'all don't know who Willie Franco is, y'all been under a rock. Y'all been in y'all mama house in the basement or something. I don't even know. But I need y'all to welcome my good friend, Willie Franco. Welcome, Willie Franco. I'm glad you're here.
What my homeboy says, glad to be seen. I'm glad to be welcome.
I know that's right. Look, y'all, Willie Franco is the man in these Carolinas, in these streets. So I'm going to let y'all know who don't know who he is. I'm going to give y'all a little intro, little bio, who he is, because he out in these streets. So Willie Franco is the lead, not the substitute, not on the bench, not the sixth man. He is the lead engineer for Audio Box Studio. Audio Box is the biggest studio in Charlotte, if y'all don't know.
Number one studio in the Carolinas.
Number one. Oh, I'm sorry. In the Carolinas.
In the Carolinas. Get me together. Not just Charlotte.
In the Carolinas. He has helped shape the sound of the Carolinas. He's worked with artists such as DaBaby, Money Train, Foolie, Gucci Mane, Lil Baby, Dolph, Migos, Boosie, and many, many, many more. He did all this, y'all. Wow. How the hell you do? All this while completing 20 years of active duty military service in the world's greatest Air Force. Now he's retired, focused on songwriting, production, and pushing the Carolina sound forward. Man, you're busy.
Yeah, you know, that's it. I don't mind is the word.
So you
have to stay busy. You have to stay at it. You know.
So you did 20 years in the military. Thank you for your service.
Likewise, thank you for your service.
You're welcome. What did you do in the military?
I actually was security forces. Ooh. Military police.
Ooh, he was the popo, y'all.
I was the popo for 20 years.
How the heck did you do all of this while you was in the military?
I just a lot of sacrifices. You know, to this day, a lot of people didn't know I was active duty. Like a lot of people still think I was in the Guard. But you know, I just made a lot of sacrifice, a lot of sleep deprivation, but ooh, it's paying off now that I'm retired.
I bet. I think I met one of your original buddies in the military. I think he was in basic training with Antonio Howard.
Yeah, that's my... Hey, Tony, you listen to this, you see this. Tony, the reason why I am, I am today.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that guy was trouble.
Oh, like,
good dude, though.
He is a good dude. He's always been a huge supporter, so shout out to Antonio.
Yeah, that was my introduction to the Air Force. Tony was my introduction to the Air Force.
Oh, my God. I can't imagine what that introduction was like. Oh, God. Okay, so where did you retire out of? What base?
Shaw Air Force Base, South Carolina. Oh, so right by the crib.
Oh, that's where you're from?
Yeah, I'm from Kershaw, so that's why everybody think I was Guard, because I stayed in Kershaw, and like Sumter, Shaw Air Force Base is an hour this way, and then Charlotte is an hour. I'm hitting the mic, but Charlotte is an hour this way. So okay. I just made it work, just going back and forth an hour each way.
Oh, you was making it work for real. Okay,
yeah.
That's what's up. So when did you actually retire?
What's the date? December the 13th, 13 days ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you just retired?
Yes, sir.
Oh.
December the 1st, my retirement day.
Oh, that's crazy.
13 days ago.
Okay. Well, congratulations. Welcome to the good side of things.
I know. I know. You've been there. I'm trying to come join you. And
it's the best thing.
See what this feel like, you know?
Yeah. Anybody that's thinking about retiring, do it.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Well, for those people who don't know what a lead engineer is, can you explain what that is in the music industry?
So at the studio, we have maybe, I don't know, at one point in time, we may have like 9 engineers.
Mm.
And that's just basic recording. So as long as you know how to hit the record button, know the basics about vocals, peaking,
mm-hmm.
just the basics, then we probably would give you a job. As long as you're professional and had a decent sound.
Okay.
But the lead engineer is the guy that they call when the big wigs come around.
Wow.
When they need the top dog, you know,
okay.
You can't just have anybody.
Okay. You know? Okay. That makes sense.
So they're going to call the big dog through.
Okay. So that's kind of crazy. Cause it's like so opposite of what you did in the military. How did you even get into being like doing this engineer thing?
So it's kind of crazy. Story's kind of crazy. So my uncle used to have a studio back in the day. So he had a studio and he was my cousin, Mike. Him and Mike was like best friends. So mm-hmm. they had a studio back in the day. So once their studio burnt down, it caught on fire, they moved all the equipment to the crib.
Okay.
So all the equipment came to my house. Mm-hmm. So once the equipment came to my house, it was set up in our spare bedroom. And I used to just learn how to engineer. So then once that happened, Mike ended up doing a studio for Fantasia, ended mm-hmm. up being on VH1, blowing up. So once Mike did that, he took that investment, invested in Audio Box in Charlotte.
Oh.
Yeah, so I went off, joined the military, came back. Mike had Audio Box and was like, welcome home.
Oh, so, okay.
So I kind of like just walked into it, thanks to Mike and AJ, one time for Mike and AJ.
Shout out to Audio Box. Yeah, okay.
Sure. True story.
Wow. I never knew that. Yeah. That's pretty awesome. So since you are the lead engineer there, like what is one of the most difficult aspects of the job?
I don't know. Like music is a passion. So I get a lot of questions. Like I was recording somebody tonight and I had a homegirl with me. She was like, you just let them say anything. But it's not, I really don't. It's like everything ain't for everybody. So just getting, that's probably the most difficult part. Even though I don't like it, as long as I can make it sound good, maybe somebody else, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I think it's a lot of music out right now that I'd be like, this shit's trash. But this shit's like number one. So it ain't my job to judge the music. You know what I'm saying? It's my job to make it sound good.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So that's probably the most difficult part.
That would be tough.
Yeah, so I don't judge. You can come in and rap, sing about anything, but it's just my job to make it sound good.
Oh, we see. That's I couldn't do that because I've been there like, man.
Yeah, man. That's what I'm saying.
Terrible.
So that's the most difficult part, taking your personal bias out of it. You know what I'm saying? Just because you don't like it, that don't mean it ain't for somebody. Everything ain't for everybody.
Ooh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Everything ain't for everybody. That's why you the lead engineer. They wouldn't fire me.
Nah,
girl, you didn't crush people's dreams. Nah. Get out.
But yeah, it was a guy back in the day that I used to think was garbage, and I learned that. And he had a nickname. I ain't gonna say his name.
Please don't say his name.
It was something hot, and I used to call him something cold because I'm like, yo, he cold. I don't know why his name hot. Like he's garbage. But he actually ended up being one of the first guys to get a deal out of the studio.
Really?
Yeah. And I learned right then, like, dang, I can't judge people's music.
Yeah.
And now I like Buddy music. Like, he hard. I really be like, oh, yeah.
Okay.
He hard. Like,
okay.
But you got to take your personal feelings out of it.
Nope, not the job for me. So what is one of your most memorable moments?
One of my most memorable moments?
Yeah.
Probably was CIAA, the last CIAA. So the very last CIAA, thanks to John, the baby. You know, he was probably the one of the hottest rappers in the game, the last CIAA. I started out recording with him. So with that last CIAA, everybody used to come to Charlotte. So since he was the hottest rapper in the game, all those folks came through. You know, we had in the studio at one time, we had Dolph, Gucci, ooh, Quavo, Lil Baby, The Baby. And just like in the backside, we had Lil Durk, and front side on the other side, we had The Baby. So just all at one time.
Okay. All right, look at you all in the mix and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you gotta stay in the mix somehow, some way. You know,
all on Uncle Sam Dime.
All on Uncle Sam Dime the whole time, active duty, whole time. Got to go to work tomorrow at 6:30 because they don't have a clue. Oh,
you are crazy.
True story.
Wow. Okay. All right. So you know, there are always rumors out there about the industry and what goes down in the studio.
Right.
So what's one of the craziest things that you witnessed in the studio?
In the studio? Mm-hmm. I haven't really witnessed anything crazy in the studio.
I don't think you're telling me the truth.
No, this is the truth. Well, I take that back. Yeah, I can take that back. So it ain't really too crazy. So one time, one of the homies brought somebody to the studio. And, mm-hmm. and it was some other girls in the studio. And he disappeared. So when he disappeared, the other girl disappeared, and the girl he came with, you know what I'm saying, she couldn't find. Matter of fact, man, we ain't even got shit crazy. One time, Money Train brought a girl to the studio. Oh, my God. Homeboy. True story. This has been years ago. He brought a girl to the studio. This has been years ago. So they come to the studio. Mm-hmm. And then he, like, went to the back, but old girl couldn't find him. But he really was literally in the back. But then she was looking for the other girl, which had left, right? Mm-hmm. So she's disappeared. So she thinking that he's with the other girl. So she picked up like a brick and bust our front door out looking for Money Train. True story.
Oh, Money Train, my God.
True story.
Oh, my God.
And she bust our front door looking for Money Train.
And that's what y'all door had to do with anything?
I have nothing to do with anything. Nothing. I would say he was in the bathroom. He come out the bathroom. I'm like, bro, this crazy girl done broke out the window.
Oh, this my like, God.
This is when I first started. So this has been about 9-10 years ago.
That's
crazy
is terrible.
Thing. Yeah, and that's my dog. Wow. I ain't my dog. I hate to put him on blast like that, but that's the craziest thing.
That is crazy. So what happened? Did she have to pay for the door? Like,
no, we made money. Well, Money Train paid for the door. We made Money Train pay for the door. Because our whole front door is glass, so we made Money Train pay for the door. True story. And I was so scared, like, oh my gosh, I just started working.
Right. You think you're going to lose your job?
Yeah, like, probably not. Broke the window out. But actually, Mike and AJ is really cool about it.
Okay. Dang.
But Money Train paid for the door the next day. He did.
Oh, that's crazy. So y'all had to put like something up on the door for the night? Or
yeah, had to put something up for the door tonight.
Oh,
yeah.
Lord.
Bust the whole door. But it's not like a lot of crazy studio stories, I promise you.
Okay.
I used to get like my last relationship, I think, ended because of like Love and Hip Hop. Like,
what?
True story. It's like they watching people think all these crazy studio. Y'all got all these bitches in the studio. I'm like, yo, that's Love and Hip Hop. Like, that's not real.
Oh my God.
That's not real. Most superstars, like most stars that I know, like for instance, John the Baby, like he comes to the studio, like mm-hmm. somebody's at the door. You can't even get in.
Right.
They're not even going for that.
Oh, that is crazy.
Yeah, you can't even get in. Like we usually put somebody at the door and we show the whole studio that. Mm-hmm. So all those crazy studio stories, I think those are like
just for TV.
Yes, for TV. You know, I used to tell all the time, like, yo, that's Love and Hip Hop. Like,
and I mean, I've been in the studio before, so it's,
right,
it really don't be nothing. I'd be bored.
Exactly. And you try to tell that somebody you dating, they like, no, I see that.
True story. Oh, that is insane. Okay, well. Yeah. So why do you think that is so many talented artists in Charlotte that have such a hard time breaking into the industry?
Because they all sound the same. It's like it's no it's no uniqueness. Mm. I had a meeting the other day, and I was a guy that I thought was pretty good. Mm-hmm. And I set up a meeting with him with a label, and they sat down and they was just honest with him. They said, it's only so many times that I can take this same toy and put it in a different package and sell it before people realize it's the same damn toy. Mm. I'm like, damn. When he said it, I'm like, damn. He right. Yeah. And that's the reason. I don't think people, and nowadays, people don't buy into your music. People buy into you. Mm. And I don't think people sell themselves. So you might have a great song, but I don't think people do a great enough job of selling who they are, your personality, content. When I tell these artists, man, you got to put out content. that think that's them rapping in the studio 24/7. I'm like, yo, that's not content. This is content. Like, yeah, people getting to know you is content. Like, your everyday life is content. So I know that's the main reason they all sound alike and everybody rap the same. There's no individuality and they don't do a great enough job of selling themselves.
I agree. I tell people all the time, like, what's happening now is like TV. People want to watch TV.
Right.
So you are a new show to them.
You are a
new
show.
So you've got to, you have to produce new episodes every week. So whatever it is that you're doing, they're interested. They want to be relatable and all that stuff. So.
They want to know who you are, like what you're doing. Like, that mystique shit is out the window. Oh, you know, you have several artists like Rod Wave that's kind of a little mystique, but you very seldom see that. Like, mystique shit. Like, people want to buy into the artist.
Yeah.
You know, and I think even with Rod Wave.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
If they buy into that depressed shit, they buy into.
He has his core base, and that's their thing. Like, but the up and coming artists, they don't know you.
They don't have a clue who you are, but you want to go rap like him and sound like him and dress like him. And it's like, I just don't think it's enough uniqueness.
And people also, I think when you are like selling a product, whether it's yourself or your music or whatever, people don't want that shoved down their throat all the time.
For sure.
They want, like, okay, I don't want, all right, we know you got a video out. Okay, like, what else?
Yeah, and I think that's too, like organically building from starting with five, ending up with 5 million. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody want to skip the hustle. They want to go straight to 5 million. Nobody want to start with five. And I tell them, like, how you gonna do that? Why you gonna post my music? Or I could have been, you could have had a meet. You could have set me a meeting up with this.
You're not ready.
You're not ready. You're trying to skip the struggle. you can't skip the struggle. Like, they all want to skip the struggle. Like, we all got to go through the struggle.
Because they all see, I think the problem is, especially because of social media and the bigger artists, they see the highlight reels. They see the finished product.
Right. You don't see the fails.
Man, they understood. Content creation is exhausting.
For sure.
It is exhausting.
For sure. And you can attest to it. As you're a content creator, and it's, telling artists, you got to need to post 4 or 5 times a day.
Right.
4 or 5 times a day.
Looking like what?
I had got a call from QC one time and the label, and they said, "Hey, we want to sign an artist from Charlotte or from the Carolinas." Mm-hmm. And it was an artist from Rock Hill that I thought was very dope, and I sent them their music. And it was like, "Send me his Instagram page." But what the artist had did was, that cool Instagram shit where you delete all your pictures and you only have 2 pictures on there. Stupid. So I sent his Instagram page, and the very first thing they wrote back was, "He's not even active on Instagram. He only got 2 pictures up." Mm-hmm. And I called him like, "Bro, they say you only got 2 pictures up. Oh, they all archived. I don't like posting all my." We just missed out on the opportunity. Trying to be cool.
We don't know what the story is. We don't know. What am I looking at?
You trying to be cool and
archive? I don't even know who started that.
Yeah, I don't know. So dumb. I'm like, yo, they want to buy into you. They don't know who you are. You're not showing them who you are.
Oh my. They miss opportunities. And I think this comes from where back in the day you used to have artist development. So you would know what steps to take. Now people just
know where to go.
They're guessing
or they know it all.
Oh, man.
You can't tell me how you do it if you ain't never done it. And it's like they listen to people that never done it, or you listen to somebody that's not even in the industry, or you listen to not even you probably could develop an artist. Well, I know you can develop. I've seen develop artists, but they don't know that. But you'll be a great artist developer because you know all about content.
Right.
And
I'm like, it's certain qualities that you have that just translate over to certain things.
Right.
And people don't, I feel like in the music industry, they don't respect that.
Right.
So like, right. I think I was talking to Rel, I know from Fly Family.
Yep.
He was on the show a couple of weeks ago, and I was just explaining to him like the times that I've been in rooms with people, I really just don't say anything because I know they don't respect my opinion. Because I'm not in the industry.
Because you're not in the industry and they think that like you don't know, but really you would be a great person to manage and to like to do artist development because you know all about content, you do fitness, you know all about image. All that shit plays a role.
Yeah.
Image plays a role, your your social media plays a role, mm-hmm. content plays a role, which all things you're great at. So you yeah. really would be a great in the artist development.
I'll have my experience. So
I've seen you. You know, I know you personally. I've seen you do it. So
that's
I know, but you're.
You know. Take lots of alcohol to deal with that. Oh my god! It's and I think because with the music industry, like those people are really, like you said, you have to have a passion for that.
Yeah, yeah.
So those people are really passionate about the things that they do. But what I witness with a lot of artists. And maybe because I got a little spoiled, because Money Train's a different kind of artist, mm-hmm. and he is just like a real grinder when it comes to that kind of stuff. But the other artists that I saw, they only wanted to grind it in certain ways,
right?
When it was the fun stuff.
When it was fun stuff, but when it's you show up to them shows and it's only a handful of people in there, mm-hmm. man, what songs? I mean, you want to do a song? No, we finna perform like it's 1,000 right. people in here. Like
it's practice.
This is the yeah. This is when it counts, or
yeah.
I gotta go do this. Yeah, you gotta do this.
Yeah.
Am I getting paid for this? No, you're not getting paid for this. But you know, this shit gonna pay off in a minute. Building that relationship. You never know when you might need, you know, to be on her podcast. Never, you didn't know she had a podcast. When she hollered at her, you gave her your ass to kiss.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
And those are the things. I'm like, you never know who you're in the room with. You never know who knows who. So just treat everybody with respect, and you just never know what might pop.
It's true. My granddaddy always told me that sometimes the janitor may own the building. So
yep, but that I know. I just remember, oh God, being in audio box with certain people, and I'm like, if y'all don't get me out of here, I can't do it. Like I ain't phony, and my face gonna tell it all. And I'm irritated, and I gotta go home because I'm retired, and I didn't retire to do all this bullshit. So. Look,
yeah.
So because it's interesting that I asked No Limit the same question about the artist in Charlotte,
right?
And he kind of took a different spin on it, like kind of like, you know how Atlanta and Memphis, like they really support their local artists.
So I mean, kind of like I kind of, a lot of people do say that we don't support their own, but I don't think that's true, because anywhere you go in your home state, that's gonna be the last people to catch on. Even now, John, I've been to a show where the baby put on a show maybe like 2 years ago in Charlotte when he was hot. He put on a show in Charlotte, and mm-hmm. it wasn't that many people there. It was at the, I can't even think where it was at, but it was like a concert type thing, and mm-hmm. it wasn't a lot of many people there. He was like, people just don't support you. Your hometown always catches on last.
And see, that's weird, because like when I was stationed, it's like, especially in the South, I was stationed mostly every state in the South. But for some reason, like when I used to go out, they would play local artists like, not like it was crazy. I'm like, who were y'all playing? And they would rep their artists. The radio station would rep their local artists. And I got here and I was like, y'all support y'all local artists like that?
So I do my best. Like I said, I had YCB Fat in the studio. Money Bag Yo artists and Money Bag Yo was pulling up. And I called some local artists like, come through. They was like, come through. Yeah, come through. For what? This is y'all city. So y'all should be here to represent y'all city. Like, you know, this is y'all city. So when they say, who is this? I'm going to tell them, like, this is the guy in the city.
Right.
But it isn't enough of that. But I think your city always be last to catch on. So I don't know if that's the case.
So you don't think, like, you know how like Memphis, for instance, okay, so you got Dolph and you got Gotti, and they pretty much like they pulled the talent and built teams of artists.
So that's Charlotte. I think that's the problem with Charlotte. So that's, even though how that worked positive for Charlotte. That worked. I mean, for Memphis, mm-hmm. I think that works negative for Charlotte. So right now you got Arnold Taylor, which is the mogul in Charlotte, mm-hmm. who signed the baby and what's up. So now I think that works in the opposite, because now I think if you're hot in Charlotte, the first thing the label gonna say to you is like, why Arnold ain't said nothing to me about you?
And my question would be is, why isn't Arnold taking hot artists in Charlotte?
That's a question for Arnold. That's not a question for
Oh, I know. And that's, I think that's what the people are saying. It's like,
and I think like people got different ears. Like, I think, and that's no thing. That's the truth. I like what I like. You like what you like.
Mm-hmm.
Arnold like what he like. He see what he see. I see what I see. You see what you see, which is nothing wrong with that. So he's going to go with what he think is right. And I may go with what I think is right. You know what I'm saying?
So the people, because I'm not sure, I'm not really, really all that educated on the people that he has signed after the baby. I'm not familiar if they're from Charlotte.
I mean, I don't
think they are, but I'm not sure.
I mean, I don't think that's they from the Carolinas. That's all that matters.
Well, not Charlotte. That's what I mean.
Yeah. So I think he's like on a so Mike and AJ when they brand the studio. If you say the best studio in Charlotte, which we said earlier, they gonna correct you and say no, we're the best studio in the Carolinas. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the approach Arnold taking. Like he want to be the face of the Carolinas.
Oh, so they are those artists are from the
Carolinas. They're from the Carolinas. Okay. But it's what you know. It's his taste in music or who he think. You know?
Okay. No, I didn't know. I thought they were like from other places.
Somewhere from the Carolina. You know, Big Mally. He's not Big Mally. She's from I want to say she's from Raleigh.
Okay.
That area. Yeah, but they from the Carolinas.
Okay.
You know. Okay. Tussie from New York, but he lived in the Carolinas, Raleigh. But I think that's the problem. I don't think it's enough. You had Gotti and you had Dolph, which mm-hmm. you had two different people. We got Arnold. That's it. I don't think until somebody else break that mold. To somebody else, right. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that, you got big artists here too, though, that aren't really
like who?
Anthony Hamilton. I'm sorry.
No, that's true. No, you do got Ant. You got Ant. But so, until he breaks that mold, until he breaks Jay Hines, shout out to Jay Hines, shout out to Anthony Hamilton. So that's why we need that to work. That's why, you know, yeah. Charlotte needs Jay Hines.
And then you got J. Cole.
Charlotte needs Jay Hines to win. You feel me? I don't think. Same thing with J. Cole. He got a certain way. Like, he raps a certain way, and everybody he signed raps that same way. I don't think he's interested in variety. If you listen to his catalog, the J.I.D.s, the Basses, the everybody he signs, they
he's got raps.
Earth Game, they all rap the same way. They all rap the same way. I don't think they have a variety. I think we need somebody else to blow the thingy so Arnold can sign who he want to sign. And they can sign who they want to sign. And it's like the doors are open, but right. The doors are not open.
It's just unfortunate to have so much talent in such a small area. And like they just, I don't want to say refuse, but they are just not open to different things. And of course, it's their prerogative to do what they want to do. Right. But it's just to be stronger together and to put your city and your state on the map that way. To me, it would just be so much more powerful. But that's just
right. But if I'm an investor, to play the devil advocates. If I'm an investor, I'm gonna invest in what I think is gonna give me a return on my money.
I agree with that, but I just don't feel like the investor is actually even open to hearing anything else.
Because exactly, because I know what works in my mind. So
maybe
I know
you're
so
only good at that thing. Maybe you're
correct.
Not.
So I think skilled. So if I think as an investor, if I think I'm gonna make a lot of money with white Air Force Ones, and I know because I made a lot of money with white Air Force Ones, and you bring me a pair of black Air Force Ones, like motherfuckers wearing these too. Maybe. But this is what I know works, so I'm just gonna stick to here.
But as an investor, just speaking from my personal experience, if I'm not good in that, I'm going to go get somebody that is and bring them on the team, and then we're going to grow bigger. But that's just me as an investor. Man, I'm looking at a bigger scale.
Let's take this part of the clip and DM Arnold, and we're going to get him on your show.
Come on, Arnold, please. I want to talk to you because I got questions.
Yeah, that's questions. And it's not just questions from you. Like, the Carolinas would like to hear that from him.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So
they need to know.
That's some good questions for Arnold, and I think the Carolinas would like to hear that from him. I'm gonna give you his number after this too.
I would love to talk to him.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes,
I think that'll be great. I think that'll be great for the Carolinas to have him on your show.
Yeah, I think so too.
Because you can ask these questions that the whole world want to know. No, for real. Like the whole Carolinas will want to know.
So, if you had the power to get three artists in the Carolinas a record deal, who would it be?
Three artists.
Yep.
This is biased. This is the wrong question. I'm biased. I'm letting this know right now. I'm biased. Right now, I'm biased. The first artist is going to be my brother, Fooley. He got a song out called Car Crash. I'll go download that.
Oh, I like that song.
He's buzzing right now. He's got a single. I pulled up his streams the other day. He's doing fairly well.
Okay.
And he's streaming well in Carolina. So that's going to be the first artist.
Okay.
Because I love what he got going on. Mm-hmm. The second artist, very biased, Money Train. That's my dog. That's been my dog since day one. Okay. Like, I seen the work he put in.
Mm-hmm.
I think he deserves a shot. And I think if given a shot, you know, he would take full advantage of it.
Absolutely.
The third one is just up in the air. I don't have an answer. It's just open.
Okay.
It probably would be I probably would have some type of contest or some type of some type of sit down with like 3-4 artists to figure out who that 3-4 artist was.
Okay.
But you know, I like Cash. I had introduced them to some people.
Mm-hmm.
I like 704 Noah. That's my dog. He got some great music out. Another guy named Milestone Hard.
Okay.
There's a few artists out there that's like hard in the Carolinas. You know?
Yes.
Shout out to Trap Dickie. He just went viral. He a little rapper from South Carolina. So it's a few. Paperboy Lonnie. I've been recording him lately.
Look at all these names.
Yeah, he got a song in the Carolinas that's real hard. So it's a few. So that third one would be up for grabs, though.
Okay. Yeah,
but the first two are definitely, I'm biased. I'm not even gonna lie. I'm being real, I'm biased.
So I'm gonna ask you a question that No Limit refused to answer.
Okay.
Who is on your Mount Rushmore of music in the Carolinas?
For sure. I'm from South Carolina, so you gotta put the Baby.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
What I get, four?
Yep, four.
So you gotta put the Baby, and then you gotta put J. Cole.
Okay.
Well, this is going to be a lot easier than I thought. You got to put the Baby. You got to put J. Cole.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got to put... You got to put...
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Fuck. We doing rap music or all music?
All music. Or we can do, if you want to do two, one for rap and one
okay,
for
okay,
R&B.
Okay, let's do rap.
Okay,
man.
Do your rap first.
All right, we're going to do the Baby. And then we're going to do J. Cole. And then we're going to put Petey Pablo up there.
Okay, Petey Pablo.
We're going to put Petey Pablo up there. And then the fourth one going to be...
Uh-oh.
I don't know who we're going to put the fourth one. North Carolina, South Carolina rapper that's like stamped, made their way.
Don't do it.
Who my fourth rapper? I'm going to tell you.
Oh, hell.
I'm saying who I'm going to put up. What's my man? Is he from the Carolinas?
Ooh.
Mr. B, the real, the last Mr. Biggs.
I don't know.
And I don't know if he's from South Carolina.
You ain't gonna put Rhapsody on there?
No, hell no. No disrespect, but I never heard a Rhapsody song. I heard a Rhapsody verse, but I never heard a Rhapsody song.
Sorry, yeah. Rhapsody.
Sorry. No disrespect. That's definitely, I know who my fourth one is. Damn, what y'all talking about? I'm from South Carolina. I'm gonna put I'm gonna tell you my fourth. It's gonna be the Baby, it's gonna be J. Cole, it's gonna be Petey Pablo, and my fourth one is Lil Rue.
I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, you do.
What's the song?
So, won't you put that pussy on me?
Oh, that's my song.
Hey, I say, well, you put that pussy on.
Okay.
Lil Rue going up there. That man shaped Carolina, man. South Carolina, that's where I'm from. That man is South Carolina legend. I'm going to get that man his flowers, man.
Okay. So what's your Mount Rushmore of R&B for the Carolina?
Fantasia.
Absolutely.
Casey.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Anthony Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
Sunshine Anderson.
There you go. That was good for.
Yeah.
That come was good on
now.
For.
Don't play with me
for.
Now.
That was
heard
good
it all before.
Hey.
Come on now. Don't
shout
play with
Sunshine
me.
Sunshine Anderson.
Yeah, don't play with me.
That was a good for. That was easy too.
Come on now. I do music. You know what I'm saying? You talking to a music head. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God. That was good.
Okay. You talking to a music head.
All right. Okay. So if you have somebody come in the studio that's not as talented as they think they are, how do you navigate that?
So with like rappers, I have a lot of input on like rappers. So
okay.
It's like the military. It's like the military gave me that experience. Sometimes you know how you might have a bad supervisor, you might have a bad like chain of command. So mm-hmm. sometimes you had to make it seem like it was their idea when it was really y'all idea.
Yes.
So that's how I do that.
Yes.
So it's like with rappers, like dealing with rappers. Like they so I don't got no ghostwriter. I write all my own shit. But sometimes you have to hey, bro, you should say this word instead of that word.
Okay.
And they said, oh, that's hard. And they think they came up with it. Okay. Or sometimes I might, shit, I'm so cold with it. You might say four lines. I might put your fourth line first and put your first line fourth.
Okay.
Like, you know?
Right.
So, I don't know. It's like dealing with egos. I'm used to dealing with egos. I think the military trained me to do that. So it's like it's ways to make something seem like it was your idea when it really was on me.
And I guess probably too, because they respect you because of your right. position facts, in there too. Because I can't come in there and be like,
yeah, like, do that. Yeah. Who the fuck is it? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I had some people say some suspect shit. I'm like, bro, that's a little suspect. Huh? Yeah. Okay. What should I say to him?
Oh my
God.
Say it God. Like,
you know? So that's how I kind of deal with those people. I try to navigate them in the right direction. But okay. I'm used to dealing with egos, though.
I'm
that's
sure.
Like a, that's like a military, military trait.
Everybody going to be the next big thing.
Right. Facts. What you say? We need more.
Please, y'all. Please, we need more plumbers, electricians, carpenters. Like, it's so many skills out there that make money. Everybody can be in the studio. Shit.
We need more barbers.
Oh man, get a skill, y'all, because everybody can't rap. Sorry.
That's true.
So, do you believe that there's an age limit in like hip hop music to doing that?
No, but I do believe there's an age on content. So there's not an age on music. You can be 50 and rap, but you can't be 50 and rapping about gang banging, or you can't be 50 and rapping. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You can't be a 40-year-old chick rapping about slanging pussy. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's an age.
Bend that ass over.
Yeah.
Hands on your
hands on the knee. So I don't think it's an age on rappers, but I do think it's an age on content, as long as it's content appropriate. We need them OGs giving us game. You need them Jeezys telling us how, like.
Okay, but you're speaking on rappers that's already
and it's
out.
Not true because no. So
you think it's okay for a 50 year old to come out?
Yes, if it's I'm content. So I
ain't going.
Yes,
I'm like, not going to.
What
watch
about
it.
You talking about music period or just rap?
Rap.
Nah, I agree. Like Hit Boy Daddy just got out of jail. Look up Hit Boy. His daddy just got out of jail. His daddy like 50 something. They just dropped the album. I think the content is straight.
We need more electricians.
Nah, it's not. Don't listen. Shit, 2 Chainz with 38 before he made it.
That's 2 Chainz.
Before he made it. Before
everybody
he
ain't
it.
2 Chainz though. Everybody used that example. And I'm going to tell you, because it was a couple,
Ross,
you probably know him.
Rick bought by 36.
These people had a whole bunch of money too. But listen, it's this couple that be rapping, they be performing in Charlotte. And when I first saw
this fucking silly as hell, I'm not dealing with you.
When I first saw him, no, I'm like, I know good in my fucking world. They ain't a part of the show. Y'all let, and then they had nerve to be mad that they wasn't headlining because they let Money Train headline. I'm like,
no, Lizzie, there's not an age on music. There's an age on content. I promise you. It's like,
if my mama go up there and try to perform, I'm going to kick her ass off the stage.
And if your mama go up there and say, take care of your grandbabies, I'm all with it.
I'm not. She better be singing Jesus on the Main Line.
Thank you. And if grandma go up there and rap, exactly, point proven. If grandma go up there and rap, Jesus is my savior.
It better be at the church, not on my stage.
I truly believe it ain't an age on. It ain't an age on artistry. It's an age on content.
So I'm going to ask you this then. You say that there's no age on it, but from what I heard, this is what I heard, and I don't know, firsthand knowledge, so this is speculation. Uh-oh. Said Arnold Taylor have been telling musicians that they're too old for him to sign.
All right, so question. All right, when you get paid, do somebody tell you how to spend your money? Mm-mm. If it's your, exactly. So we can't tell Arnold Taylor how to spend his.
No, I'm that's, just saying, but that's what I'm saying. So it must be an age limit if investors aren't willing to invest in
listen
something.
Listen to what I'm telling you. You can't tell Arnold how to spend his money. If Arnold want to spend his money on a younger crowd, that's Arnold money.
But I don't think many labels are going to sign old rappers.
If that's how they choose to spend their money, that's how they choose
their,
it's
then
no
it age. Must be an age limit. If,
there's no age
if majority
limit.
Of I ain't saying if there's an age listen, limit to make listen, music.
If you're 55, I guarantee you right now, if you're 55 and you drop a song, right, and it go on the internet, and that bitch do 2,000,175 views, I guarantee you every label gonna call you, and they don't give a damn how hard you is.
I don't know if I agree.
What? I guarantee you.
I need to see it.
I guarantee what, you.
Because the content, well, I don't even think it will get that many views because kids ain't gonna watch it. So
I'm just saying, if you go viral.
The consumer. Yeah, but you have to go viral based off of the viewers. Right. And the viewers, the content consumer is the child. These kids, they are the ones who consume it. So they're not gonna watch 50-year-olds like
that.
That's
not true. You, Tink ain't put her phone down since she's been in here.
Yeah, but she ain't going to scroll to watch 50-year-old men rapping.
Saying, but I'm just saying, people are on their phones. Everybody's on their phones.
They are.
Yeah, so I don't think that's true. Dang, kids are not just the consumers. Hell, I'll be at work when I was, shit, I'm bored. I'm just on TikTok all day.
I'm talking about the consumers of music, new music. That's how that's we find what, out that no, music TikTok, is popping.
TikTok.
Them kids.
TikTok.
Them kids.
TikTok.
We don't know nothing popping until the kids tell us it's popping.
TikTok, or you can scroll down TikTok and TikTok and like, keep showing it.
The kids is the consumer of the music.
No, I disagree. I don't think people put their phones down.
They don't put their phone, but that doesn't mean they're consuming new music.
But TikTok, I think TikTok is just so big right now. It's like, it can be anything. Like, I don't know. I think you can go viral on TikTok, you can make it. And I don't think that has no age on it.
Next time a 55-year-old go get a record deal, I'm calling you.
Yeah.
Because last time it happened,
was Hit Kid. When I say Hit Kid, ain't his name, was Hit Boy, ooh. Hit Boy Dad. Yeah.
I don't even know who that is.
He's a famous producer. His daddy. He got a deal.
When was that?
He just got in jail. Had to be this year. Yeah.
Don't know. That's what I'm saying.
What does that mean?
No, I'm just saying I don't know.
Yeah, it's a lot of people. You don't take nine. You know who Take Nine is? Exactly. He's a rich rapper. So I just don't think
these are outliers. We're talking about norm.
You're right though. The record labels do the first question they ask you is how old you are.
And my point with this was hip hop seems to be the only genre that this happens with. Like R&B, country, all jazz, like these, they don't have age limits on this.
Motherfucking rock stars getting $1 million a show.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's just hip hop. That's why 3000 made a flute album.
Nah, because that's a bad example. Because I'm Andre 3000 with a rap.
Oh, everybody's buying it. But he didn't just come in the rap game, though. We already know him. He came in young.
That's true. That's true.
And I love his flute album, that's true. By the way. Sorry. It calms me down.
Yeah, that shit put me to sleep.
It's supposed to. That's the point of it.
I'm going right to sleep.
Yes, it's great. It's amazing. Okay, so you said no age limit. Would you recommend anybody, like somebody that's new that, you know, wants to start a career, would you recommend that they come into the music industry? Or be an electrician? No, I'm joking. Would you recommend?
This thing is stupid. Stupid. Nah, like, I think, once I said, one thing about music, I think it's a passion. I think now you can't choose music. Music got to choose you. Mm. So, there's so many artists out there. It's shit oversaturated. It's flooded. So it's hard to come in the game and be an artist. You can be the best singer. Mm. Hell, I heard some of the best singers is backup singers on somebody else's shit. So,
oh, yeah.
So you can be the best singer in the world, but I just think it's got to be music got to choose you. It's kind of hard to choose music now. Mm. So, I wouldn't recommend nobody be an artist. But if you're 55 and you can rap and you know you cold, man, keep rapping, man. Fuck it. Hell, somebody might listen to it. I just think as long as your content is appropriate to what you're talking about, fuck it. Keep doing it.
Your grandkids will listen to it.
Ooh, that's not content appropriate. them niggas at that motherfucking old phone home got to listen to it. Now it's content appropriate.
Oh, my God. So, you know what? Because I find it interesting that people want to be in the music industry and everybody wants to be like the star. And there's so many other, like you're an engineer, like you have background singers, you got songwriters, you got producers. There's so many other things you can do in the music industry that actually makes money.
right. I had a conversation with a couple people, like, bro, maybe you should be a songwriter. Mm. And they take that shit to offense. Songwriter?
Money.
Yeah, get the money. Like, do you want to be famous or you want to be rich? And I think that's the question you have to ask these motherfuckers. Mm. I think most motherfuckers want to be famous.
Yeah.
They don't care about the money. Even though they say they care about the money, but
yep.
They want somebody to know who they are. Mm. Only know who they is.
Child. Me the money. I need my check.
Yeah, I want a check and give a damn. If you don't, all right, Willie Franco, I don't give a damn. You can call me whatever you want to call me. You gotta know who I am. Shit, yeah, motherfucking money coming in. I'm straight, shawty.
Yeah, that's you right about that. Cause I'll be like, when I think about the main artists, they like the last person to get paid. Like they don't make no money for real. Take them forever. I need the people that y'all be going through to
get paid
that.
First.
Yeah,
that's where I need to be at.
Yeah,
who get paid first and second.
Because along that journey, like you said, when they're like grinding in the background doing the work, it's so many people along that journey that get paid.
Yeah, the songwriter, the producer, engineers at one time fee. But you know, the label, the fucking management get this cut off front before anything happen.
It's a lot of folks that's getting paid and you sitting there looking like,
yeah, put me in the background. That's great.
So I know this was a conversation not that long ago. I think it was between I don't want to misquote. Maybe it was Usher and T-Pain, maybe, where T-Pain said he had a conversation with Usher. Usher told him that he ruined music mm-hmm. with auto-tune. Mm-hmm. Do you think that auto-tune has pretty much allowed untalented people to saturate the industry?
You want to know what's crazy? What people don't understand as an engineer? If you can't sing and I put auto-tune on it, that don't make you be able to sing. You still have to be able to fucking, you got to have some type of talent still. So like, no, I think that's cap. T-Pain can sing. T-Pain can sing. That's why auto-tune works for him, because he can sing.
Yeah.
So I think like that's the biggest misconception about auto-tune. So I record Casey off of.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Jodeci, so I record Casey.
Uh-huh.
Probably one of the best singers besides Rico Barino. That somebody can sing like hell.
Uh-huh.
That's probably one of the best singers I ever recorded besides Rico. But with both of them, I still slide auto-tune on their shit mm-hmm. just to give it a current sound.
Okay.
So I think that's like one of the biggest misconceptions. Like, you still got to be able to. Rich Homie Quan can carry a note. Like, mm-hmm. if you listening, how he doing them shits? Like, and he coming up with the melodies too. Like, right. Those melodies are crazy. That's talent.
Well, I heard somebody who can't sing and they use auto-tune.
If it don't sound good without auto-tune, they're not going to sound good with auto-tune. Who you heard?
I'm not saying their name.
It's not. Auto-tune don't. Auto-tune is like, what? Somebody asked me, can I make him sound like R. Kelly? I say, this is what auto-tune is. I say, yeah, but you got to first be able to sound like Usher. You know what I'm saying? You can't, you know what I'm saying? You got to motherfucking give me something to work with. Like, I can't make you sound like this if you don't sound like that. So, like, auto-tune is a...
Well, the first time I heard this person sing with an auto-tune, I was like, ain't no way. It ain't no way that man sound that bad. How?
It don't sound good with auto-tune.
If it don't.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. If it don't sound decent without auto-tune, he don't sound good without it.
He got signed to a deal.
So you got to be able to have some talent. Auto-tune.
Great songwriter.
I'm not dealing with you. I'm
like.
Auto-tune is not the savior. If you think auto-tune is going to save you, it's not.
That man came out on that stage.
I'm not dealing with
and
you.
And he sang live one time. It ain't never happened again.
But everybody, you know, that's what happened. What's the, what was that group? 106 and Park. The same thing happened to them. I want to say it was like 3LW or something back in the day. Maybe I'm wrong. One of them groups ruined their career by going on 106 Apart singing live. But live ain't for everybody.
No.
It ain't.
No.
Sing on top of the track.
Just do it. Just soul train it.
Yeah, hell yeah. Sing
just
on top of
it. Soul train it.
It ain't for everybody.
Oh, man.
But I don't think auto-tune ruined it. It's just something. It's a plus that I can add to what you got going on already.
Okay.
But you got to have some type of talent. Like I said, Rich Homie Quan probably one of the prime examples of that. Young Thug, one of the prime examples of that.
Mm-hmm.
motherfuckers talented, but when you put the auto-tune on it, it's gonna take it to another level.
Okay. And then other people just
you just silly. I'm not dealing with you at all. I'm not.
Okay, so what are three qualities that an artist needs for them to have a real chance at getting into the industry?
Three qualities that you would need. It's like we can put them all in one. It's like everybody say that quality, and nobody knows what that is.
You just gotta have it.
But you just gotta have it. But that's it. You gotta have that.
So no matter how much money you put behind them, if you ain't got it, it ain't gonna happen.
We can't need your name on names, but we seeing that play out. We are seeing that play out. And we ain't gonna say no names, but we're seeing that play out.
Oh, it's cringe.
Yes, man. We're seeing that play out. It's something about whatever it is. Like I said, sometimes the people want to buy into you.
Yeah.
It ain't got nothing to do with you. I seen some of the worst rappers, some of the worst singers be the biggest stars.
Yep.
You know? Yeah. You see some of the best rappers, some of them the best singers be the, you know, they get no look. People don't even look their way.
And I think it goes back to what you said earlier. Like, you just got to be relatable.
You got to be relatable. You got to be, I don't know. You ever looked at somebody on Instagram like, damn, how they got all these fucking followers? Yeah, like, damn. It's like motherfuckers buying in them. So I don't know if it's three qualities. It's really just one.
Yeah.
That's it. But
I agree.
I don't think you can put a definition on what it is.
And some people, I think what it is that you just draw people to you.
That's it.
And people just want to be a part of whatever it is you got going on.
Whatever you got going on. What are you fucking singing, dancing, humming, skipping? They just want to come with you.
Playing the goddamn flute.
Playing the flute. Exactly.
Whatever. They just want to be a part of it.
They just want to be a part of it.
Okay. So for people who maybe they just moved to the Carolinas or they, like I said, they want to get into the industry, who are the major Carolina connections that artists need to know in order to even be recognized, noticed? Who they need to know in Charlotte or in the Carolinas?
That's a good question. I don't know, man. My grandpa always says one way to skin a cat. And I think when you ask or I answer a question like that, is we give certain people more power than they deserve. And you and these people are already gatekeepers. These people are already not making a way for artists. So it's more one way to skin a cat. Who do you need to know in Carolina?
Willie Franco.
You don't need, I mean, as long as your shit sound good, you ain't gotta come and see Willie Franco if your shit don't sound good. Come and see me. You know what I'm saying? No Limit Larry. He's on the radio.
Absolutely.
But, you know, some people go through the internet route. So do you need to go to No Limit Larry? It depends on how you feel. You know what I'm saying? Arnold Taylor, the biggest label head in the Carolinas. But if you don't want to go to Interscope, that's his main home base. Mm-hmm. You don't have to go through Arnold Taylor, you know? So, you know, the baby. But if you don't like rap music, if you're not a fan of that, why go that way? So it's more than one way. Yeah. Skinny cat. I think if I answer a question like that, or if we put a directive, like you got to go see these people, I think we're giving people power that you know they don't necessarily deserve, or we're putting ourselves back into that box. Mm-hmm. It's more than one way to skin a cat. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Good answer. Good answer. All right. I'm going to switch it a little bit, just a little bit, to get in your business a little bit. So do you think, since you've been doing this for so long, is it hard to date in this industry?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah. So I said, I think my last girlfriend was watching Love & Hip Hop too much. She was coming up with these stories about me in the studio. Or like even with, I didn't want to put his business out there. Or even with like Mike, he owned Audio Box. Or even with AJ, Mike and AJ owning Audio Box. So let's say Mike. So Mike started content by posting a lot of females. And that's kind of how he built his brand.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what Mike was known for. Like, females, you know, studio. Because that's what people connected with at the time. But let's say he get an old lady, she's not going to be too fond of. Who is this? Who is this? That's just the artist at the studio, or that's just the mom. Like, as a woman, you don't want to hear that.
No.
You know what I'm saying? So my phone blow up at 2 o'clock at night. And I'm like, that's an artist. And you like, no the fuck it ain't. Well, it could be.
Somebody, yeah. It could be.
It could be. She wanna come record with the big dog. Uh-huh. Like, uh-huh. It could be.
That's so fucking ridiculous.
You know what I'm saying? God. Like, she, you know, you could be.
Well, come on, we going to record. I'm gonna sit in there with y'all.
Now you fucking up the vibe because she got it there to create. And we know the vibe in the studio.
I'll sit in the other studio. Dictates, y'all can have me in there.
It dictates the song.
Look at you, look like you're lying. You just look untrustworthy. You have
like people like, for instance, so we can go back to home base. Like you got somebody like Money Train that performs and he takes his shirt off and be picking these women up and be hunching these women. But that's part of his show. Like it takes a special type of woman to be like, are you gonna take your shirt off and hunch this woman live on stage? Come with it, says sorry. I'm just saying, like, you seen that man do that? He R&B singer. Mm-hmm. Sometimes he have to get oiled up and maybe have sex with a girl on stage. Really? To be like,
you gotta have sex. You just go too far.
Okay, but I'm just saying, like, of course he is. You know.
Oh my God.
All rappers ain't males. All singers ain't males.
Y'all are ridiculous.
And they got this love and hip hop just done ruined our career.
So in other words, yes, it's hard to date.
It's very hard to date.
Oh God. I just can't. Y'all men crack me up.
But we're genuine fellas. Like, get you a girl, come get you a me.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Come get you a me, girls.
Oh my God, I can't.
Nice, single, wholesome young fella, you know?
He's not wholesome. I can't even sound.
I might let you meet the baby.
Oh, you know what? That's the line.
Yeah, I might let you meet the baby.
Oh my God.
Yeah, come
you
on.
You're a trip. I can't. Look, so today, the folks, like, they wanted to tussle with, the women wanted to tussle with me in my comments about this video that came out. So it was a group of men discussing women. Well, actually, it was a woman who brought up the conversation in the video about men really wanting women with BBLs. Like, that's what they want. And so the men kind of was like, how are you going to tell us what we want?
You two, the words out of my mouth.
And they was like, no, of course, yes. Like, that's for fun. We don't want to wipe that. We ain't trying to take her to the parent-teacher conference. Like, so he kind of gave an example of like going to rent a Lambo. Yeah, we'll go rent it, but we don't want to take it home. We'll take it back after we play with it, and then we're going about our way, but we're not wifing that. So the ladies in the comments, when I posted the video, they wanted to battle with me and say that these men are lying. That's what they want. But I'm like, name me 10 people you know that's married to a bitch with a BBL. And every man in my comments agreed with the video that they don't want that. They just will play with it. Every single man. And they still argue that that ain't what men want. So how do men really view women with BBLs?
So it's a perfect example. I met this stripper this one time, right? And she was like the coolest. Oh God, she was the coolest person I knew. She was just cool. And I related to her so much, but she had a BBL, right? And I wanted on God, though, she was cool. On God, it's been about 4 or 5 years ago. She was cool. On God, I couldn't find nothing wrong with her. But, like, we'll go to the bar and get drinks, and she would wear that. But she had a BBL, so, like, as soon as we opened the door, like, everybody just...
Mm-hmm.
And it just got so aggravating. And at the time, I was at the military. I'm in the military and shit. I'm sitting here thinking, like, they're like, yo, we got Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow at the squadron. And I'm like...
Oh,
I can't rank her to that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Man. Like, this shit finna fuck me up. Like, I can't rank her to that. Like, I can't introduce her to these. So that's how I personally feel. I agree with whoever said that. Like, the Lambo shit, I agree 1,000%. But if it's done right and it's not over,
yeah,
and it's like,
you can't tell.
You can't tell. Yeah, I'm with it. But one of them big old, you looking like a fucking ant. Nah, I'm not with it. But if it's done right and you can't tell and it's just there, yeah, for sure. But one of them big old asses, you talking about a girl, one of them big old asses, it ain't for me. I mean, like you said, whoever gave that fucking Lambo thing, he was genius. Yeah, they was right. They better listen to the men.
I said, this is exactly y'all keep asking men what they want. They tell you, and then you tell them what they don't want.
Yeah, you tell them we lying.
I'm like, they literally just explained it. Gave you a scenario.
Yeah, I'm not big on attention. Like, I like subtle, like, attention. Me and my old lady, bam, bam. I don't want to go out. Hey, that shoe. Bro, that shoe right there.
Right.
Like, that shit there is just, it's embarrassing. It was a little embarrassing. It was just too much for me. Maybe it was too much for me to handle it. Maybe they gonna say I'm a weak ass nigga. Y'all say that, I agree with you. Maybe I am.
I don't think most men would want that though.
Maybe I am a weak bitch ass.
Yeah. I think men would want other men to admire their woman, but not like that.
Not like that. Not like it was just too much.
In this overly lustful way.
Overly lustful way, yeah, correct.
I don't think that.
Nah, I just take me something a little wholesome. Give me a little something to eat, take to the house. It's great. I'm straight with a little something to eat.
Like, can you imagine, like, because wearing this, like, it's different. You got to put on a suit or something to go to church, or like you said, to the Christmas party at the squadron. Or
what? This motherfucker, I'm like, that's man, tough.
You in your mess dress.
This motherfucker ass is sticking out. <man. laughs> I just think women overdo it. That BBL shit just got too popular. Too people overdo
y'all
it.
Y'all come see me. I'm a core queen. We can squat it. I got thank you. We're gonna you. Get it built. It's a muscle.
Natural. Look, natural ass ain't never hurt nobody.
If you feed it, it will grow. I promise you. It will. I don't know. Well, my last question. Oh, you got something else?
Nah, I'm saying, let me be clear. I like some ass now. I just want to be clear.
You really had to clear that
yeah,
up.
Yeah, little ass ain't never hurt nobody.
The one dude was in the comments was like, oh, and I had a girl with a BBL and I couldn't take it no more because some spots was hard, some was soft.
Oh, man, I can't say. Oh, man.
Okay. That is terrible. Oh, man, she was botched, my boy.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. And first, it just ain't nothing. Just absolutely not. Sorry, ain't happening. I'm not doing it. But so I got one more question for you.
Yep.
Because you are a dad.
Yeah, for sure.
Shout out to the dads. How do you navigate this busy life that you have as a dad?
You don't. You navigate it's backwards. You know, I'm a dad first.
I know that's right.
My kids gonna always be first. You know what I'm saying? Kaylin, Tyree, Coriana, they always gonna be first. So I'm a dad first. So I ain't navigating shit through them. You know what I'm saying? Everything they come first and then I figure out the rest. So that's easy. That's easy. We know they always gonna come first before anything. So
Black dads matter.
Hell yeah, Black dads matter. Shout out to the real men out there that take care of their kids, man.
Yes.
I don't think we get enough credit.
They
know?
Don't.
So shout out to all the guys out there that take
and
care
all
of
y'all
kids.
Bitter bitches.
Yeah.
Calm it down. Stop making bad choices.
Feel like you know the best dads get the worst baby mamas, and the worst dads get the best baby mamas, but.
That's the true statement.
I think we all made our choices. Yeah. We decided that what you said. Why would you make her baby? That's a
why wasn't
question.
Your baby mama good enough to be your wife?
That's a horrible question. Anyways, but yeah. Shout out to the dads, man. Yeah. Dad first, man, before anything. Before I'm a I'm a man, then I'm a dad.
That's what's up. I like that. And like you said. Y'all know how I am about Black men. Like, I really do shout y'all out because y'all are so needed. Y'all are so valuable. Y'all are so important. I have a Black son, so I pour that into him all the time to let him know he is the prize. Right. He's the most valuable person on the planet. The Black man carries the most valuable thing on the planet, and that's the Black seed. Don't just give it away. Everybody in the world wants the Black seed, from gay men to white women to Black women to Asian women, Hispanic women, sperm banks. Everybody wants the Black seed because it's the most powerful thing on the planet. So shout out to Black men, especially the ones taking care of their kids.
Yeah, you gotta take care of your kids. Like I'm the type of guy, like I had to talk with my homeboys. Like, if you don't take care of your kids, you can't even be around me.
No, sure.
If you don't give a damn about your kids, you don't give a damn about me.
Period.
So yeah, hell yeah.
That's that Black men holding other Black men accountable.
For sure. Kids first, yes. Man. Take care of them kids. If I don't do nothing else, they can say anything they want to say. I could be a liar, cheater, but they ain't never going to say I'm a bad dad.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
That's all that matters. So that's what's up. I appreciate you for coming on the Core Queen podcast. This is a part of the show where I give my guests opportunity to shout out whatever they want to shout out. Your Instagram, if you got anything coming up you want to promote, let the people know.
Yeah, for sure, man. Shout out to my Instagram at Willie Frank, at Willie Franco, actually, on Instagram, man. Y'all follow me on Instagram. Let me get a big shout out to Audio Box Studios, one time for Mike, one time for AJ, man, one time for all the employees at Audio Box Studio, from Honcho to Flex to Astro 20. Everybody that work at Audio Box Studio, man. It's love, man. So
okay. Shout out to Audio Box. I might come up there and break me a window. No, I'm joking.
Yeah. Oh,
and y'all know I'm your girl, the Core Queen, and I help individuals lose weight, get in amazing shape without starving yourself or spending hours a day in the gym. So y'all big back bitches, let's go. Get in this gym. The new year coming. Y'all ain't got to wait till the new year. You ain't got to eat all that goddamn food for Christmas either. Stop being greedy. Get your shit together. We don't need all these thighs rubbing together. We can get it together and get these backs from being big, okay? Y'all know what to do. Hit the notification bell. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Like, comment, share with your friends. Let your people know. Let your people know. Tell them other people to tune into the Core Queen podcast. I'll see y'all next week. We out.